Just a quick word from our sponsor before we jump into today's episode. Optimizing your internal processes can often be a huge unlock for streamlining revenue and getting you and your team, if you have one, out of a manual process. If you're looking to reduce costs and headaches in one fell swoop, consider graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. It's the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere, and you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Everything seems to be more expensive these days, so proven ways to cut costs and boost performance at the same time, like NetSuite, are kind of a no-brainer. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/SPI. netsuite.com/SPI. Once again, netsuite.com/SPI. And now a quick word from our sponsor before we start the show. Ready to earn sustainable income while creating the work you're passionate about? Get started with Memberful. Whether you teach online courses, host a podcast, run a blog, or write a newsletter, Memberful has all the tools you need to unlock revenue and deeply connect with your audience through subscription membership. Their platform allows you to easily gate content, communicate with your audience, and tier membership access directly on your own website. Plus, with Memberful, there's no need to change your workflow. They work seamlessly and integrate with the tools you already use, including MailChimp, Discord, Zapier, ConvertKit, Google Analytics, and more. Utilize their powerful built-in features and dashboards and watch your business grow. The best part? Memberful gives you full control and ownership of your audience, your brand, and your business. Get started for free at memberful.com/SPI. One more time, that's memberful.com/SPI. This is the Smart Passive Income Podcast with Pat Flynn, session number 210.
Welcome to the Smart Passive Income Podcast, where it's all about working hard now so you can sit back and reap the benefits later. And now your host. He secretly wishes he could be best friends with Ryan Reynolds. Pat Flynn.
Hiring? With Indeed, your search is over. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data. Indeed works fast, like really fast. In fact, by the time this ad's over, 23 hires will have been made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Look, hiring's hard enough, so don't make it harder on yourself. Indeed makes it so easy to manage it all in one place, from initial screenings to messagings, interviewing candidates. You can do it all right from Indeed with no extra apps involved. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/smartpassive. Just go to Indeed.com/smartpassive right now. Support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/smartpassive. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, and real quick, our sponsor today is Uplift Desk, creators of office furniture designed to help you work better and live healthier. If you haven't tried a sit/stand desk before, this offer from Uplift is the perfect opportunity. Plus, you can support the show at the same time. Visit UpliftDesk.com/SPI for 5% off your order. A desk should fit the user, right? Which is exactly why Uplift Desk has a ton of customization options. They're stable, the materials are solid. I mean, just the choices of material alone are incredible, all the way from laminate to eco to bamboo and even solid wood. The option to stand while working is just healthier, better circulation, better movement, which helps to reduce all kinds of different health risks and repetitive strains. And over 1 million customers have chosen Uplift Desk for their innovative designs, direct to consumer pricing, same day shipping. They can even give you free accessories with every desk. Uplift is a great deal, and they're built to last and include an industry-leading 15-year warranty, free shipping, free return shipping if you need to do that as well. So go to UpliftDesk.com/SPI for 5% off your order. That's UpliftDesk.com/SPI to get 5% off your entire order. What's up, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today in session 210 of the Smart Passive Income Podcast. My name is Pat Flynn, and I'm here to help you by bringing on amazing guests like today's guests, Dana Malstaff. She is amazing. She is the CEO and founder of Boss Mom at boss-mom.com. And I recently connected with her again because she and I have known each other for a while. She was actually a student of me and Chris Ducker's one-day business breakthrough event, and she was there sitting in the hot seat. She talked about where she was, and you know, it wasn't quite clear what her direction was. And now, almost a year later, she's made massive changes in her business and is doing so many things in alignment with building a raving fan base and also automation, which is going to be the main topic of today's show. Automation, how to take these things that you're doing and create systems behind them so that you can do more or open up free time or both. And so Dana's here today to talk all about that. So I'm really excited to bring her on. So let's not wait any further. Here's Dana Malstaff from boss-mom.com. Here we go. What's up, everybody? I'm so happy to welcome Dana Malstaff on the show today. What's up, Dana? How are you?
I am awesome. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's great to talk to you again. We've crossed paths a number of times. And the last time I saw you was actually at the Traffic and Conversion Summit, the IM party the night before. But even before that, you were a student at one of me and Chris Ducker's one-day business breakthrough events. And it was great to hear what you've been able to do since then. I mean, you've just massively, I mean, I don't know how much you've grown, but you've grown some number X, like 5X or whatever. You're doing amazing things. And that's why I wanted to have you on the show. But first of all, welcome. And if you wanted to really quick introduce yourself to everybody and what it is that you do, that'd be amazing. And then we'll take it from there.
Yes. Well, thank you, by the way, that you make me sound awesome, which I always love.
Which you are.
So I am a business and content strategist for The Boss Mom. So I'm the author of the book, Boss Mom, The Ultimate Guide to Raising a Business and Nurturing Your Family Like a Pro. We have the Boss Mom podcast. We have the Boss Mom movement and community. We have the Boss Mom Academy. We've basically boss mommed everywhere you could possibly boss mom. And it's basically for work at home mom entrepreneurs who don't want to feel guilty about loving their business and loving their children. It's this idea that we don't, you know, being a parent isn't about sacrificing our life for our children. It's about showing our children what a good life lived looks like so that it can inspire them to be the next generation that lives through their passions. And so that's what we do. We do that as a community, but then as a business, we actually help drive them towards growing their businesses, creating multiple streams of income, figuring out how to actually take action in the in-between moments, because not all mom entrepreneurs have 8 hours every single day to get done what they need to get done. So helping them grow a business in a way that gets them to feel really excited about growing something that financially gives them stability while not sacrificing their family goals.
I love that. I love that. And although it's very clear who your target audience is, I think the message is universal between both genders, because this is something that everybody deals with. It's how do you balance that work with personal life, something I know I've talked openly about in the past and have openly talked about how much I've struggled with it in the past as well. And so I'm curious, like where do you stand on, because I think a lot of people, they think it's one or the other, right? And you either sacrifice that business idea you have because you want to spend all your time with your kids and raising them, or vice versa. Like, quick 1 minute rundown, like what, like how do you approach that? Like, what's the right way to do it?
Well, there's a couple things. First, I talk about in the book that I used to think that loving my business meant I was taking away from my love of my children. And when you start to shift your mindset to understand that love is limitless in the sense that you can be passionate about so many different things in your life and that doesn't detract from the other things, it just accentuates your ability to be loving and passionate. Time management is a whole different thing. You have to pick priorities about what time you have. So I came up with what I call the one bucket method. So we do this idea where we put all of our priorities and ideas for our family and what all of our priorities and, you know, ideas for in our business, and there are two buckets and there's only one of us. So we end up having multiple full buckets and not enough time and just a lot of stress and anxiety. Well, if you take all of that out and you use the one bucket method, which is where you have to assume that every single thing in your life is just part of one life. Like, there is no work-life balance. It's a phrase that seems so alienly strange to me because how is work and life different and separate from each other? But when you do something that's what I, you know, refer to as sort of conscious integration, you understand that all the things you do in your family and the things you do in your business can feed into each other, can help each other grow, can be learning lessons for each other, can, you know, integrate into maybe how you involve your kids in your business and how you find those in-between moments to manage your business, or when priorities sometimes lean towards family or lean towards business and you put it all into one place and assess it all as one whole, I think then you start to really understand where your priorities are and how you're going to manage those. And it gives you that foundation to be able to move forward to set your time boundaries in an appropriate way to really help grow your business and your family in whichever ways you want.
I love it. I love it. And the book is called Boss Mom, The Ultimate Guide to Raising a Business and Nurturing Your Family Like a Pro. I think that's I love that. I mean, a lot of people who know me, you know me, that's, I'm all about that.
I do, yeah.
So that speaks very, that resonates very well with me. And so I appreciate the actionable advice in terms of how to wrap your head around all this, because you're right. The balance thing, quote, balance, it's when you think about a scale, for example, it's only perfectly balanced at one moment when mm-hmm. it's never there. And if you fight for that all the time, you're just going to be unhappy all the time. So really it's about making sure it's not too far one way or too far another. And I love the one bucket method. I think that's great. Now, I know that you've also been growing your business and helping others grow their business too. So let's talk about that. I mean, when we met at I Am Party a couple weeks ago, you had talked about how you're learning how to automate your business. And that's, of course, very much in alignment with what passive income is all about, how to use different pieces of software, how to use other people to be able to grow and manage your business without you actually having to trade your time one for one for the income that you generate. So how are you automating? Like you said, this is kind of new for you. You're adding new things into your business. Like, what is exciting to you in terms of automation right now?
Oh yeah. Well, first, I've become an automation junkie. Like once you jump on the bandwagon of automation, you're going, why have I not had this in my life? Just like with your team. Like once you give in to having your VA and to having the social media manager and all the people that can help you on your team, everything you do, you're like, can I automate this? Can I have somebody else do this? Like, could I make more money not doing this than I could doing this? And then you start going, yeah, I could. Okay, well, wait, take that off my plate. I'm going to give it to somebody else. And your business grows that way, because when you have time to do what you do really well, you're going to make more money doing that and letting other people do it. So for automation for me, I invested at the end of last year in Entreport, which I'm in love with. I tried Infusionsoft. It was not for me. I think more of the creative entrepreneur would lean towards Infusion or Entreport. That's just my preference. But that has really allowed me to automate so many of my processes, so many of just the intake of people that want to be on the podcast, want to be, you know, guest blog, want to be the boss mom of the week. All of those things get automated.
Well, so it's all like, it sounds a lot like admin type stuff that's being automated through
this process. Oh, it's like having an assistant. Absolutely. Because, you know, before someone would want to be a part of, you know, the movement and they would connect with me and or my VA. And then we'd send an email back and forth and we do. And you're just, you know, you're repeating things. Like what I recognized in automation is, and I think so many people think that automation is just taking a process and putting it in a place, you know, in a way like through Entreport where you never have to touch it again. Mm-hmm. But I also feel like automation is anything that I do over and over and over again. If you can find any way to make it simpler, make it happen quicker. And, you know, if you're shortening the curve of how long it takes you to do it or implement it or anything like that, then I feel like that's toward, you know, in the vein of automation. So we have all, you know, anybody who wants to work with us, we do it that way. You know, all of my clients, I use Trello as my other, I call it my work wife, you know, is, yeah, I'm in there. All of my clients, we each have a Trello board, and every single time it's the same exact board and I do it the same exact way. I have an entire process and links board. So everything I ever use and repeat over and over again in terms of bios and things I need to send people, or, you know, emails that are consistently the same kind of emails out to like be on podcasts or things like that, they're all there. Like all of my referral codes, all of my anything like that, I just go in, easily take it out, or my VA takes it out, or whoever's on my team that needs it, and it's all there. So, you know, taking things that I just used to do over and over again, and now I feel like I've got at least like 2 hours a day where I'm just not doing all of that stuff.
That's huge.
And every time I think of something new, I seriously, like before I do anything now, I'm like, could I have somebody else do it on my team that can do it probably better than me and faster than me? Or can I automate it? And I usually find that like at least once a week, I'm finding a new thing to automate.
Yeah, actually, for those of you listening, this is actually just a voicemail that I'm playing from Dana. She automated this entire...
All right, I'm not that good yet.
I'm just kidding. No, but that's amazing. So how does one go about starting automation? I think this is obviously a great concept, but putting rubber to road, like how do we actually do this, or how do we know even what to automate?
Sure. So I think the very first thing for me is thinking about what are the things that you do repetitively. You know, so if I'm constantly getting people that want to be a guest post, right, or constantly getting a call from a client where I'm doing the discovery process the same way every single time. If there's something you do consistently the same, it can be automated. And it may not, you know, some things can be automated to where you just never have to touch them and they work, you know, the way you want them to. And some things [S2] Right. [S1] Can be automated where you just, like I said, simplify the process. So, you know, you're just pulling that content and repeating it over and over again. I think systems like Entreport or Infusionsoft give you the ability to truly automate in the sense that you don't even have to touch anything. Like if somebody comes in, it has a request, it like sends me a task and I just say yes or no. And if I say yes, it sends them an email. And if it says no, it sends them an email. So the whole thing's like truly automated. But if you just think about what it is that you are doing repetitively, what is it? What email do you find yourself writing over and over again? You know, save that email somewhere. You know, I use Trello, but you can use Evernote or whatever works for you, and save that so that it's easier to get to and you're able to then just streamline that process. And as you grow your business, then you can start investing in tools like Entreport to, you know, to really maximize, I think, the abilities that you have. Mm-hmm. And then you can start getting into the kind of automation that I'm getting into, which is like abandoned cart automation. So if people are going to my sales page, but they're not, you know, they're not buying, then I can reconnect them in different ways. And so I'm now plugging profit leaks, which my business coach, Dawn Mars of Mars Marketing, I know you met her.
Yep.
This is sort of Entreport is her area of expertise. And those are some of the things where she's like, I consider her to be like the profit leak woman, that she just shows you these places that you're losing the ability to yeah. pull people in and nurture them.
Leak is a great word for that.
Yeah. Is helping me plug those leaks through automation and different process. So I think you can start small though. Just think of the things that you do repetitively, figure out how to make those easier for yourself. It's going to free up time so you can do what you do well to make more money. When you make more money, you can invest in the products that help you plug the profit leaks so you can make more money. And then it just sort of perpetually grows from there.
Yeah, I mean, we live in an amazing age now where there are these tools available and even other people available to help us plug those holes. And I definitely think really what it comes down to is just being conscious about what those things are. I think that's where the big struggle is for a lot of people. I mean, it's easy to hear somebody say, oh, you just got to find out what you do repetitively. But oftentimes we go through the motions every day and we don't even realize what we're doing over and over and over again. And so hearing from others like, oh, you can actually automate that, is really mm-hmm. interesting. So what are some surprising things, if any, that you've been able to automate, or just a few, maybe just do a laundry list of things that you have been able to automate, so those of us who are listening can be like, oh yeah, that I could do that, or I could do that, or no, that's I don't do that, but maybe I should, and you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, so from a Trello standpoint, because I like I said, I put everything in Trello. Anytime I'm so like all of the things that I need to get done in my business on a day-to-day basis go in there.
Which are?
Like I've got my process and links file. So every time I see something that's interesting to me, it's like kind of, I think of Trello as Evernote and Pinterest had a baby. In it, you know, which is great. So it's the visual thing, but it categorizes things a lot better. So I'm going in and I use my swipe file is there so my whole team can access it. So to me, part of automation is giving really great access to my team, because it's going to take more time for me if I'm hoarding information that my team can't get to. And it's going to take me more time to disseminate that. So if you're creating a system, the part of why I love Trello is it gives you this system that kind of allows your team to access it in a simple way. And then you can track kind of how things are working for you. So, you know, we have, like I said, all my referral links. So things that I noticed I was doing is, you know, I've got an Amazon affiliate and I was going in and looking up my Amazon affiliate links for things like my book. Like I'd go into my and I'd relook up my Amazon affiliate link for my book. And by the third time I was like, why am I doing this? Why don't I just put this link in a place where I can get to it every single time? And so once I've done something a couple times, then I'll go, why did I just write that email three times? Like I'm, you know, this person is a similar person that I talk to all the time. Why don't I automate that? So like I said, like all my discovery calls, I've automated that whole process. And what I do is when I think about something that, you know, I think about what I do in my business, like I'm going to get up in the morning, who am I going to talk to today? I'm going to talk to maybe women who want to be in the Boss Mom Academy. I'm going to talk to maybe potential affiliate partners. I'm going to talk to, you know, maybe moms who want to be the Boss Mom of the Week. Maybe I'm going to talk to people I might collaborate with. Okay, what am I going to do with those people during the day? Like, how am I going to communicate with them? And is it something where consistently I'm going to communicate in the same way with them? I can automate those things. So I just start stepping things back, you know, I just back it out until I get to the spot where I go, yeah, okay, these emails are consistent. And then what I could do is spend a minute or two saying, I'm going to be conscious now, pull up a couple times I've written this email and just write the master email for that. Or I'm going to think about the way I do this process. So for instance, one of the things we have that we use in Trello is we have a checklist for the graphic designer, for the person who does my show notes, and for me, for our podcast and blog. And it's something where we just copy in, so it drops in the same checklist every time, but we created this simple checklist to say, here's the things we each have to get done, and we can tell by how things are checked off whether the next person can do what they need to do or not. So we've automated that process so that all that has to happen is it takes about 2 seconds to drop in that checklist to the next person that's coming up, you know, that we're going to be working on, and we can all check off what we need to do. Nobody has to think about, you know, it doesn't take any time to think about what has to happen. We've already done that. So now we've freed up that time to not think about what has to happen, but to be able to actually execute. And I think that's the biggest problem with entrepreneurs is we spend so much time trying to figure out what we should do and how to do it that we don't have time to do it.
I love it. And then what about automation in terms of what happens within your business? So somebody, for example, subscribes to your email list. Can you talk about how automation works in your favor at that point?
Yes. So this is where I love Entreport because it allows me to put them in all sorts of different places. And, you know, I call it my nurturing system. So, you know, I have my Trello opt-in right now, so which is doing really, really well. So if somebody comes in and they say, yes, I want to learn about Trello, I've opted in, it basically sends them an email and puts them on a sequence, which is kind of like a list.
Right.
And it says, okay, great. You know what? Here it is. Here's the opt-in. I'm so glad you were on there. And then there's a series of three emails that go right after that, you know, day after day after day. So it's a step sequence, which basically means it just happens in a particular sequence as soon as they opt in. And then it goes through a sequence that nurtures them to say, great, here's Trello and here's how it's relevant to your business. And it's relevant to your business in this way. And here's other content that I have that's relevant, that's interesting. And so it basically goes from Trello, and after a couple emails, it drops them into my about me, like learn about me and get to know me sequence, which then does more of like my story and the Boss Mom story. And so by the time I get to the point where I'm talking about my products and services, they feel like they know. I mean, it's pretty standard. I did not invent this, by the way,
right.
You know, but all these things naturally just happen. And what I love is in the automation, you know, sequence, I understand if they're clicking on things. I've set up automation. So if they're clicking on particular links, it tags them to put them in other places. So if they're clicking on a particular link that shows they're interested in creating online coursework, I have a course that teaches you how to create an online course. Great. It now puts them to sequence to give them emails about the online course so that they, because I know they're much more likely, and it's content that I know that they're interested in. So I can really, through this automation, I'm able to hone in on giving people the content they actually want instead of blanketly giving people a bunch of content. And then that's just worked. It's worked wonders for me. And I'm relatively new to that whole sequencing nurturing system, but oh my gosh, like, you know, people that get on, you know, get in the webinars and talk about how it works, it works.
Right.
it really does work.
It does work really, really well. I mean, I implement a similar system using ConvertKit. I actually came off of Infusionsoft too because it just was a little bit too much for me. And I've found the same exact results. I mean, people really do feel like you're speaking to them because you've been able to, with automation, place them exactly the place they need to be and get only the emails that they need to read. So I think that's great. And I love the way you've processed that. So you're giving away a ton of value. You're talking about that thing that you just given away, the Trello, how you run your business using Trello lead magnet, which actually we're going to give to everybody, right? Like we have a link for that.
Yes,
so boss-mom/SPI, I believe you wanted to.
Boss-mom.com/SPI,
yeah. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. So you can get that free training there and go through the sequence and see what it's like. But I love how you don't go right into who you are. You're still on in those first three emails, the tool that they are interested in. And you know they're interested in it because they downloaded that tool. And you're telling them how to use it and how it's beneficial for them. So providing even more value. And then you're telling them about you. You're building that relationship with, and that trust, which is obviously very important. And then by the time you get to the end of that, it's like, hey, Dana's given me all this great information. I know Dana. Like, I feel like she's like a really cool person and I want to work more with her. Boom, here's all this other stuff that she's offering. Let's get into it. So I think that's, and again, like all this happening behind the scenes without you actually having to lift a finger, right?
Yes. Yeah. And it's, and then you can go in and you can just tweak. What I think what I love about automation is, like I was saying, we spend so much time trying to, you know, figure out what we're going to do in our business and even then try and implement that, that you don't get to tweak. And I think entrepreneurialism is all about tweaking. You know, you've got the 80% of things that don't work and the 20% of things that completely rock and, you know, jettison your business forward. But if you're not able to spend time on that 20% to really tweak it in the tiny ways that needs to be tweaked to make it amazing, then you're kind of, you end up kind of being stagnant. And so by automating, you're giving yourself that freedom and that time freedom to tweak those things, which I think is really amazingly helpful for growth. And that's ultimately what we want. And I also talk about a lot, I do a lot of Periscopes and everything. And I talk a lot about this idea that you can't grow your business by just adding on. And so by figuring out things to automate and things to maybe have a team members to take off things off your plate, you're able to then grow without feeling like you're just adding more. Like, you should be able to grow and other things fall away to other people, to more automation, to, you know, as you go. So you're like, wait a second, I'm growing, I'm making this extra money and I'm working 90 million hours a week. Right. Like, this doesn't work. What you want to do is you want to make more and being able to work less. And the only way to do that is through getting good support through a team and having automation.
Having automation and be conscious about what it is that you're doing and what is working, what's not.
Oh, absolutely.
So I love that. Now, I know that automation is not supposed to be used in other situations as well. For example, when trying to nurture your community on social media. And I know there's a lot of automation tools out there for social media specifically that help us schedule posts and things like that. What are your thoughts on automation with social media, which is supposed to be a more conversational social place, but a lot of people end up abusing the power of some of these tools?
Sure. So I think this is how I automate. So I'll do full disclosure. So I have somebody who schedules all of my posts that have to do with content. So they go out and they take, you know, we've got the Boss Mom of the Week. We have the podcast that come out that's now coming out several times a week. And sometimes we have guest posts that come out. All of those things get you know, set into we use Buffer at the moment, but we're kind of moving over to Social Oomph. Mm-hmm. And we have them in those places and she puts them in. So it's running multiple times and, you know, in the way that makes the most sense for the different social media that we're on.
Right.
So she does that. And then she also goes out and she finds really great articles, you know, like your articles, for instance, and puts them on there as, hey, we love these articles. We want you to go read them. And so she does all that scheduling. And then I also have somebody who goes in to my Instagram and my Twitter and they go and they follow people and they like people and they, you know, make comments. And I, at the very beginning, I used to think that, gosh, if I'm not the one going in and saying I like that picture, then it's not really authentic. But here's the way it works for me. I don't have time to do those things. So if I have somebody else do them, and actually they enjoy doing them, they're like, I can't believe you're paying me to go and like people's pictures. You know, they go and do that. When the person comments, I see that comment and then I can engage. Mm. So either that engagement never happens because I don't have time to be in all places at once, or I get people to help me to find the right people to engage with. So then I can engage in a way that's meaningful. I don't think it's inauthentic. I think I'm getting somebody to help me get it's like saying, oh, I'm going to run a marathon, but is it inauthentic to have somebody train me? Because I feel like I've got legs. I should just kind of run a marathon. But that's obviously not true. Like, it's going to be much harder to do it. And you may never even sign up if you don't get the right support. So I find having the right platforms to help me and having the right people to help me get to those things so I can engage in a meaningful way and have time to do that is the best way for me to serve my audience.
So that's kind of cool. So you have a team that's helping you almost filter out those who don't even really want to have a conversation anyway. But through all of that, you're able to eventually see the conversations that you should have.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And they know all the hashtags and things that I don't want to spend the time doing. And they'll find people that are actually really great. Like sometimes they'll find people that I'll engage with and I'll be like, oh, my gosh, you need to be on my podcast. Like, come on, let's have a chat. Cool. Or really cool. We end up collaborating together, or they end up being a client, or I end up being a client of theirs. You know, so there's a lot of a great engagement to be had. It's just getting you know, the right tools and the right people to help inch you towards the ability to be able to engage in that way. And some people, when you're just starting out, you are going to get on and do all these things yourself like that. You know, sometimes that's just the way
I think.
Yeah. And as soon as you get it and know it and understand it and you can afford it, then hand it off to somebody who can do it just as better, you know, just as good as you better, in fact, so that you can be freed up to engage in ways that really helps drive your business.
I love that. I love that. I want to shift the conversation a little bit to education. You know, you were a student at me and Chris Tucker's One Day Business Breakthrough event. I also know after listening to you on Hal's episode that you also participated in Best Year Ever Live through Miracle Morning and Hal Elrod. And, you know, it's cool to see somebody who's already successful still learning and still going out there and trying to like up the game. And so, like, how important is learning to you? I mean, it's hard to, again, there's that word balance, to learn and also execute. But how do you approach learning, and then how do you balance learning versus execution?
Sure. Well, I always know what I want to get out of what I'm going to learn. So, for instance, if I'm going to, you know, the Best Year Ever, I'm saying, okay, great. Here's the people I want to meet. Here's what I want to get out of it, whether it's maybe new clients or new, you know, collaborations, or getting to know Hal better, you know, all of those things. What do I want to get out of that education? You know, for working with you and Chris Tucker, I went in going, I really want to get on this hot seat, which I did. And I was in this spot where I was starting to write my book, but I wasn't really sure how it was going to fit with my brand and all these things. So I knew exactly what I needed. So I don't get education for education. I get education because I know what I need and I find the right education to help me get there. So I think a lot of entrepreneurs are in constant learning mode. Yeah. And I think some of that I had this at the very beginning. Some of that is fear of actually making the wrong decision, because ultimately, you know, making a decision, like, quite literally is limiting your options. And that's a scary idea for us to say, oh, I got to make a choice. But if you don't make a choice and you don't move forward with something and you're just perpetually in education mode, then you're really not an entrepreneur. You're just a perpetual learner or, you know, hobbyist. But when you take action and then inevitably something doesn't work and it fails, or you learn from it, or something succeeds, like, you're never going to know until you take action. And that's not a new idea either. Mm-hmm. But so I just, when it comes to education, I absolutely invest in education. Like, there's a lot of things that I invest in for education.
And these aren't cheap. Like, these are like high level. You're going to the top in terms of learning from high end people here. I mean, so you're spending some money on it for sure.
Well, I'm in it to win it. Like, you don't, if you're going to do something, then you do it well. Like, if I'm going to spend a whole day with a group of people, then I'm going to spend a whole day with a group of people who are going to really actually help me move the needle forward. And so I'm very conscious about where I spend my time. And I have two kids at home. I've got a toddler and I have a 7-month-old. When I went to Hal's Best Year Ever last year, I was pregnant at the time. So I'm very, very conscious of where I spend my time, especially in after hours. Mm-hmm. And it has to really, really be something that I know is going to be effective and helpful in my business. And if it's not, then I do one of two things. Either I say, nope, just not going to do it. Or here's another thing. You've got your team. I've had my team take courses for me. I'm like, you know what? I don't know Pinterest. I don't really know about it. I don't know how it works. Here, I'm going to take this course and I would like you to watch this course, learn it, and come back to me. And dude, I've done that with Instagram and other things too. Like, I don't feel like I need to do this right now. Maybe at some point when I have extra time, but it's better for me to grow my business in this certain way. I'm going to get this course, have you watch this course, learn everything you need to, and then you can tell me the important parts and I can watch you execute it. So I've done that as well. Now, I don't do that with the really expensive high-end courses, because if I'm going to invest $1,000 in a course, like I took Amy Porterfield's Webinars That Convert, I'm going to obviously do that myself so I can execute that in my business, because there's a big money return that comes with that.
Right.
But the smaller things, now that I have a good team, I have them help me in those places and they can tell me, hey, by the way, video 3, you should watch this. And then I'm kind of narrowing down how much time I have to spend to get the maximum effect from the things that I purchase.
How did you find your team members?
Well, I really like to have team members that are my ideal client. That's my personal belief, that the best thing you can do is have the people that you think you can serve best to work for you, because I think that they come up with the best ideas for your business. Mm. So I reached out to the Boss Mom community once I started to build that. I actually had NJ Rogner is now my co-host on the Boss Mom podcast, and she had been on the podcast before. And we had such a great time together. And she has a really great blog. She's monetized the blog, has a good mom blog sort of segment of the population, which I don't have. And so basically when I found out she did VA sort of digital strategist work, I was like, come on board. And she gives me the best ideas. Like when you have someone who's your ideal client that you find from your community to be on your team, she not only does what I need her to do, she comes to me and says, Dana, I think you should be in this area. Or she gets on social media and talks about me and, comments about me, or says, hey, I think this would be a great idea for your next book. Or I think you should do this, come over here, do this. Or I mean, it's just amazing. They like actually come up with ideas that I go, wow, I probably would never thought about that. Thank you for yes, let's do that. Can you do that for me? Great. You go do that for me. So it's like once you get a great team, and especially if they understand your brand really intimately, it's amazing what can happen.
Yeah. I mean, I feel very fortunate to fall under the same category as somebody who has an amazing team who definitely understands the values and kind of why I do what I do. So that's great. Thank you for that. And then when it comes to your community, Dana, like how do you, besides all the automation stuff we talked about, like how do you get them fired up? How do you build that relationship with them in different ways? I mean, it sounds like you have an amazing group of people in your tribe, and how have you been able to build that?
Sure. Well, a couple things. One, I would say I took a page from you, and you just offer as much value as you can. The more value you can provide, I think the more people will then jump on your bandwagon and want to just follow you anywhere because you're giving. And I think that's the first thing.
And what is value? How are you providing that value?
So we have a Boss Mom's Facebook group, and we're in there daily. So we have daily prompts that we go in that I write the content for. And every day we have – so like one of my favorites is we have Throw the Guilt Away Tuesdays. And so we say, what's one thing in your life that you're doing that – for instance, one time I wrote, you know what? My son has worn the same pair of socks for 4 days straight because I don't have time to do laundry, and I'm going to just throw the guilt away because he'll live. he'll manage. Like he's eating food. So that's okay that we've given him socks the same every day. And so it's Throw the Guilt Away Tuesdays, and we all share things that we just want to throw our guilt away for.
That's cool.
And so we have days like that. We have, the like share Saturdays where we all post pictures of our kids and fun things that we're doing with our family to feel really good about the things that we're doing. We have the Wins Wednesday where we even go in there, and sometimes I'll be like, you know what my win is? I did the dishes today. I emptied out the dishwasher. I loaded the dishwasher all at the same time. It was amazing and glorious. So we relate to the women that it's not just about business, and it's not just about family. There's this nice in between. And then I'm on Periscope a lot. So I do a lot of like, hey, here's my morning routine. And hey, here's the things that I do to run my business. And here's what my office looks like. And hey, I just did a rant, a late night rant on my Boss Mom podcast that I've been getting amazing feedback for. That was basically me talking about my kids have been sick for like the last 2 weeks, and it's been crazy hard to get things done. And I'm right in the middle of launching the Boss Mom Academy, which is like a 6-month coaching program. So it has like an official deadline. And I'm in the midst of all this, and it's like 11:30 at night, and I just decided to do this complete rant to the community. And I've gotten such amazing feedback. It's like, thank you for telling me that. So I think being authentic, I think you've found this too, being authentic and not being perfect and being a regular human being that says you can have a successful business and have struggles. And I joke, I proactively cry. I watch The Notebook sometimes when I need to let it all out.
So sad.
Yeah, I know. And that relates to people. When they feel like they can relate to you, then they communicate with you. And when they communicate with you, then you can offer more value by helping solve those problems that they're communicating.
That's really cool. I like the idea with the Facebook group and having everybody just share stuff. I do the same thing where I have prompts that go up every day, but they're all business related now that I think about it. And so adding that sort of personal element could add a new flavor in there that could really bring people together and share fun stuff. And you know, people want to feel good. And I think when people have an outlet like that, that you give them, you're giving them permission to share things like that. They feel good. They want to come back for more. And sometimes for some people I know, because this is what it is for me. Some people feel like it's the only place they could share that, mm-hmm. which is huge.
Yeah, absolutely. We do like collaboration Thursdays and things like that too. So we actually promote collaboration with people and each other. And we want our boss moms to work together because ultimately like all my clients are at least parents. I've actually had dad clients, but they're at least parents because if they don't get the fact that my kids get sick and sometimes that is the absolute priority for me, then I can't, it's not going to be a valuable, you know, relationship between us. So when you get the right empathy that understands your current situation, so that's why I love all the boss moms working together because we really get each other and we understand each other and we can work within those realms of not being like, oh, aren't you just going to pound that out for 8 hours today and like get that thing done? And you're like, I have an infant that stays home with me and I only get to work when she naps. So no. And then they feel guilty about it. It's not that way. And like, mm-hmm. If you build a community, I think if you can build a community where people don't have to feel guilty about who they are and what they want to accomplish in life, that's when you've got something.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm thinking about where you were when you were sitting in that hot seat at One Day Business Breakthrough, and you've come so far in terms of just the confidence when talking about your brand. Everything is so clear now, I feel. What did you pick up from that event, or kind of what, not specifically the event, but what has happened since then? Like, how are you able to really hone in on why you're doing what you're doing? Who is it for? Like, what clicked for you? When did that happen?
Sure. Well, once I decided to write the Boss Mom book, right? And I, when I was sitting in your guys' hot seat, my business was currently called Expand Your Reach, right? And it was all about helping you grow your business and your family. Mm-hmm. And you guys told me, it was so funny because, you know, you're so much, you know, softer in your oh, talk.
Chris is going to love to hear
Chris
this.
Is. And Chris was like, that's stupid.
He's
that's
like,
a horrible
look, darling.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
He's like, no, 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 no. And you guys pulled up my website and you're like, no, no, no. All of it, no. And you were like, you need to have a brand that really speaks to this demographic. So I went back and like just in the vein of what we've been talking about, I knew like I literally have a journalism degree. I brainstorm with my clients. Like it's a forte for me. But when you're in it, like when you're deep in it, you need other people to help you come to a different perspective.
Amen.
So I called a copywriter that I know and I said, I need you to help me brainstorm this idea. We came up with a ton of different titles. And then I went out to the community and I was like, okay, here's three titles. Tell me which one you like. And they, Boss Mom was just unanimously, everybody was like Boss Mom. So we went and then I went and got, Howell had said that he, you know, made the cover of his book long before he ever wrote it. So I was like, okay, we're going to design the cover. And so we designed the cover on 99 Designs. I actually used your promo code. So
thank you.
and then got, you know, three different iterations of that and then got the women to vote. So the very first thing that ultimately, and I promote this all the time, to build this brand was every single decision I had to make, I asked my community to make it for me. So I asked them to help me name it. I asked them to help me make the tagline. I asked them to help me decide on the cover. I asked them about things they liked about the website, about the table of contents for the book. I continually go out and ask them to help me make decisions about the brand. And that gets so much excitement. So I had already built up an email list of people that were just excited about, I told them, you know, great, you love what this is going to happen. Get the book for free as soon as it comes out. So I'd already built a list off of people that wanted to read it because I'd gotten them excited about
so
being along this journey with me.
So good. I love that, Dana. Thank you for sharing that. And my other question related to that is, how do you bring this up? Like, so a lot of people out there, I know they have an audience already and they might need to make a brand change or a shift in how they approach their business. How do you go about sharing that with your existing community? How was it? Was it like a, hey guys, I have something important to share with you. I haven't been really feeling it lately, so I'm going to make a show. Like, how do you approach that? Or how did you do that?
Well, so I've taken this idea that you can build a business much better by creating a movement than by offering a service. I think you've done that very well. And so basically what that means is when I start talking about my brand and talking about what it's all about, I'm coming from a place that's not me, but it's us. And so instead of going out to the brand and saying, you know, to the current community and saying, you know, I'm just not feeling what I'm doing, I go to my community and I said, hey, I've discovered something amazing. I found that there are women out there that yearn to not feel guilty about loving their business and loving their family and can honestly believe that they can have a thriving environment in both places that are really successful and really fulfilled. And I am super excited. I'm so excited, in fact, that I'm going to do a little pivot, because when you see a spark, you fan the flame. Mm. We're going to move in this new direction because I think I can help more people by doing it this way. And I hope you come along with me. So I take the movement approach. Like, don't talk about it like you talk about it, why it's a bigger and more important thing in the world and how you are going to foster that really big, important thing because you know it can change lives.
Oh, that's so good. That's so good, Dana. I think that's a perfect way to end the show here. I think, people could sit here listening to you talk for hours because you have such great things to share. But, I want people to go to boss-mom.com/SPI. You can download her Learn How I Run My Business team through Trello. I use Trello for development, for software and other things and big projects. But for day-to-day things, I think, I could see how it would work very well for that. So that's there, boss-mom.com/SPI. And Dana, where can people find out more information about you? What's your Twitter handle? Like, let's get connected.
Yeah, sure. So our site is boss-mom.com, and we feature and celebrate a lot of women there and have a lot of great posts. We have the Boss Mom podcast, which you can just search for Boss Mom, or boss-mom.com/iTunes. And we on Instagram, Twitter, basically everywhere. I'm just Dana Malstaff, so it's pretty easy. And my big place where I'm normally hanging out is Periscope, and you can find me at Dana Malstaff there, or Boss Mom. You can find me through both.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming on, Dana. We appreciate you.
Thanks for having me.
All right. I hope you enjoyed that episode with Dana Malstaff. You can, again, find her at boss-mom.com/SPI to get her free Trello training. Trello is, again, a tool that I use in my team for software development and all this other stuff. But it is definitely underutilized because, and I'm definitely going to check out this training also, because I know a lot of people like Dana who have used Trello for their day-to-day basis, their to-dos, and it's a very smart system. And I love the way she described it. So if you want to check it out, again, that's boss-mom.com/SPI. And of course, the show notes, the links, and the resources are all mentioned or that were mentioned are all available at smartpassiveincome.com/session210. Again, that's smartpassiveincome.com/session210. Dana, I know you listen to these episodes. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing your wisdom and providing this free training for us. This is going to be great. And I know a lot of people are really going to resonate with this episode. Guys, I've really been enjoying this podcast, and I will continue to do it in the future for you. I know a lot of you have taken the information that I've shared here, the interviews that we've done with other experts and other people, and have actually taken action with it. And I just love you for that. I'm so thankful that I have an audience who is actually not just learning, but learning and putting things into place to make change in their lives and the lives of others too. I mean, we're all here to serve other people, I hope. But I know a lot of you also need a little bit more help. I've been getting messages left and right from people who have been asking for more and deeper information about certain things. So what I've done is that I've actually put together a number of courses, and there's more courses coming in the future, thanks to your recommendations. If you go to smartpassiveincome.com/courses, you'll see a list of the courses that are currently available there or that you can sign up for the waitlist for. Again, that's smartpassiveincome.com/courses. Check it out. Thank you so much. I appreciate you, and I look forward to serving you in next week's episode of the Smart Passive Income Podcast. Until then, keep rocking it, keep moving forward, keep pushing the needle, and I will see you in the next episode. Thanks so much. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Smart Passive Income Podcast at www.smartpassiveincome.com.
Starting a business can feel daunting and confusing, but it doesn't have to be. That's why Terry Rice started the Launch Your Business podcast, another awesome show from the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Each week, Terry shares strategic actions, specific tools, and what he refers to as high-performance mindsets that allow you to thrive under pressure. Recent guests include rapper T.I., Amy Porterfield, and yours truly. And Terry frequently publishes value pack solo shows too, like this one titled How to Write Proposals That Get Accepted and Don't Take Forever to Write. Great stuff. So make sure you listen in to Launch Your Business right now on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, or Stitcher.